Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Bein Ulam v'la Mizbeach Mikudosh Mimera. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, it was more holy than the Ezras Kohanim, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. She'ein Bali Mumen Upuri Rosh Nechnasem L'sham. One that was a Baal Mum, or Puri Rosh is where their hair grew wild, they cannot enter over there. Kohanim, that are Baal Mum, or Gedulei Pera, they have their hair growing wild. So 30 days pass and they didn't get a haircut. That's what's deemed hair growing wild. They're also to enter over there. And according to the Rambam, Mailazu, this Maila is Midaraisa. However, the Ravid and others hold that all of these Mailas are mentioning in our Mishnah are Midarabanan. And the Bartanura brings down Kilo Mirabosa, is a Kabbalah, Kamis Rabbanim. Against the Rambam, and the Kabbalah or Bosa of Nearest Lo Ikron, looks like the Kabbalah of the Bartanura's Rabbanim are the Ikr Pshat. Now, the Hechel, and also the Ulam as well, Mikudash Mimenu is even more holy than between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. She'e Nichnas Lesham Shalo Rachatz Yadayim Vraglayim, a coin that did not wash his hands and feet from the Kir, is also to enter over there. Kodesh HaKadashim, Mekudesh Mehem, is even more holy than them. She nitlas Hashem ala Kohen Gadol, b'yom Kippurim b'shas ha'avodah, because the only one that can enter there in the Kodesh Kadashim is the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, during the Avodah. And there are four times that the Kohen Gadol enters. To be ma'akta the Torah is one. To do the Hazah, the placing of the blood of the par, is two. The Hazah, the placing of the dam of the blood of the Seir, is three. So the blood of the par, the ox, and blood of the Seir, the goat. So it's two and three. And then four is lahotzi a kaf of hamach, to remove the kaf and the mach, the spoon, and the frying pan. So it's these four times. If the Kohen Gadol were to enter five times, he v'chayev misa. So it's only four times that he entered. Now Amar Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yosi, b'chamisha devarim, in five things, bein ulam v'la mizbeach, between the ulam and the mizbeach, that area was shavu, was equal to that of the area of the hegel. That what? She'ein bali mumen, neither a balmum, or Puri Rosh, or Shesuya Yayin, or Shalorachat Yadayim Vraglayim Nechnas L'Sham, they cannot enter there. So Baal Mum, we mentioned, is a Kohen with a blemish. Puri Rosh is a Kohen who did not get a haircut in 30 days. Let his hair grow wild. Shesuya Yayin is he's drunk. And then Shalorachat Yadayim Vraglayim is he didn't wash his hands and feet by the Kiyor. And I in the Mefarshim, that why did Tanakhama mention Shesuya Yayin like Rav Yossi is mentioning? And why isn't Mechusar because I mentioned in this category either? The Mishnah concludes, Uparshin mi ben ha'ulam v'mizbeach b'shas haktara. So whether the time shemaktirim ketores, the ketores is being mocked there on mizbeach hazav in the hechel, or whether at the time that the Kohen Gadol is being mocked to the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadashim, in either event, the Kohanim are parshin, they separate from the area between the ulam and the mizbeach. Aval Tanakama, so Tanakama holds, that davka, at the time of the haktara in the hechel, are the Kohanim partially separate from the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. However, when the Kohen Gadol is Makdik the Ketores and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, ain a Kohanim Parshim Elam and a Hechel Bavad. The Kohanim only separate from the Hechel alone and not from the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And the Lacha we go like the Tanakama. And the Mefarshim point out that which we learned back in Mishnah Vav, that there were 10 Kedushos. We started off with 10 Kedushos, according to Rabbi Yosi, that holds that between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, it was equal to that of the Hechel. So you have a total of 10 Kedushos. But according to the Chachamim, there's really going to be 11 Kedushos over here. And the Mefarshim explained that even according to the Chachamim, there really are 10 Kedushos. Because the very first case of Eretz Yisrael being holier than all other lands, that's not included in the 10 Kedushos. Because in the other Kedushos that we mentioned, there's Kavod L'Makom, there's honor to Hashem. Shemayim prevents either some kind of state of Tumah, or prevents, you know, mitzvahs bnei adam, prevents people from entering in that specific location. But ve'im b'stam eretz Yisrael kedusha, stam eretz Yisrael does not contain this kind of kedusha. That's what Ha'igon and the Rambam writes as well, that all of eretz Yisrael is holier than all the lands. And then afterwards it begins to count 10 kedushos, as the kedushos hang, there are 10 kedushos in eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't really include eretz Yisrael in this category. So according to this, it would not be shver on the chamim, because you'll still have 10 Kedushos as well. All right, with that, we conclude the first Perek. Moving on to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So from Perek Beis until Perek Yud, including Perek Yud, the Mishnah will be osing the dinim of Kli Cheres, earthenware kalim. However, our Perek opens up with Kli Eitz, wooden kalim, Kli Ar, kalim of hide, Kli Etzim of bone, Kli Zechuchas of glass. It's only being brought here to teach us the contrast, the klei charis and klei neter. Neter is going to be similar to charis, are different than these kelim. Says the Mishnah. Klei eitz, wooden kelim, klei ar, kelim made of hide, klei etzim of bone, klei zuchas of glass. Peshutein, they're a kelim where there's no base kibul, no receiving entity. It's just like a flat board. Tehorim, so they're going to be tar, they're not mekabel tuma. And however, when these kelim have a base kibul, they have a receiving entity, tmeim, then they are mekabel tuma. As it says by the parsha of Tumas Ashratzim, mikol kli eitz o beged o ar o sak. So we make a hekesh of kli ar u kli eitz to sak. Just like a sak, it has a base kibul, has a receiving entity, and the tata, you can move it, whether it's full, whether it's empty. So to avkol, everything that has a base kibul is going to be included. And klei etzem, kelim made out of bones, there's a hekesh to klei eitz and to klei ar. As it says, v'chol beged, v'chol klei ar, v'chol ma'ase izim, v'chol klei eitz tizchato. We darsh now to v'chol ma'ase izim to include everything that comes from the eitz, everything that comes from the goat. So the karnayim, the horns, the talpayim, the hooves, meaning klei etzem, kelim of bones. And we mentioned back in the Pesach Tam Masechta, she'ein pishutim taharim el menatara. They're like pishutim, they're kelim that have no receiving entity, they're just flat boards. So they're tar midiraisa. But the chamor goes on them a tumma midirabanan. Kishyishla, when they have a tsurev, an image of a kli, which is built to serve a person and kelim. For example, like a table. Table's flat, but it's meant to serve people and kelim. She'adam oich, a person eats by it and places his kelim on it. So that would be makapat tumma midirabanan. However, klei zechuchas glass kelim ain't tumasam ella midirabanan. Their tumma is only going to be midirabanan, and their pshuteim, their flat kelim where there's no receiving entity, are going to be tar even midirabanan. Nishbaru, now if the kelim break, taru, they're going to be tar from their tumma that they received earlier. V'chein, and so too, im nishbaru k'shem tar, if they break when they're tar, shirveim, their shards are not mekabel tumma. Chazar v'asamhem, then if you took the shards and you made from them kelim, you fixed them, or you made new kelim, mikabim tumma mikanu laban, they're now mikabal tumma. Aval enim chazar, they don't go back to the original state of tumma, because once they are broken, their tumma is gone. And when you go ahead and make new kelim or you fix them, the din is like a brand new kli that's not mitame earlier, and therefore right now it would be tar. However, klei matech is a metal kli that breaks, and then you rebuild it, it goes back to its original state of tumma. Metal is going to be a lot more strict. Klei charis, an earthenware kli, ukli neser, also a type of earthenware, ukelim asuyim mean neser, they're made from neser, nitrus and laz. Shadom is comparable to klei charis, tumas tanshavah, their tumma is going to be equal. That what? Mistam in umitam in ba'avir. When the tumma is hanging in its ear space, even though it's not touching it, it's going to be mekabel tumma. And v'chein tutu mayu kelim tumei, if the kelim themselves are tumei, so the metame food or drink that enter their airspace, even when they're not touching them, as it says, chol kli charis asher yipol mehem el tocho kol asher betocho yitma. Everything inside that airspace is going to be tumei. Umetamen me'acharehen. So im nitma tochem, if their insides did become tumei, so now they will transfer tumma to food and drink that touches it, even from the outside. Because now the kli itself is already tummy. But ve'enim metamen mi gabeyan. However, avle'enim, they're not going to be makabel tumma. They will not receive tumma from their back. Meaning they have to receive tumma by something entering their inside ear space, not by touching their back. As it says, v'chol asher yipol mehem al tocho, we darshan out mi teichai from inside. It's makabel tumma. And it's not makabel tumma from the outside. Mashenkin, whereas other kelim, she'enim metamen, they're not going to be makabel tumma just from something entering their ear space. Rather, it has to touch it. So it has to touch the actual kli. Ukshinag, when the tumma touches the kli, whether from inside, whether from outside, it will be tame. And this is what we learned back in Masechta Chulin. It says, tar b'kli cheres. The things that are tar by kli cheres are going to be tame by all the kelim. Whereas tar by all the kelim are going to be tame by a kli cheres. And the Mishnah concludes, ushvi rasan. Now the breaking of a kli cheres and the kli nasar. So when they're tummy, if you break them, he taras, and that makes them tar. You cannot dip kli charis or kli nesar into a mikvah. It will not help to retire them. Ella, shvirasa, by breaking them alone, that would mitar them. As it says by Klicharis, it became Tameh, the ice is just part of it, you shall break. Meaning, in order to be mitar, you have to break it. Once you break it, it's tar. Then afterwards, you take the shards and make it anew, or fix it and repair it. But the point is that once you break it, that's what makes it tar. Dipping in the mikvah will not help by Klicharis, nor by Klei Neser.